Blog Talk Radio.
To the show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone, landline, Facebook, Twitter, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in. All right, and welcome. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, the call-in number to the show is 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give a comment or give your opinion on today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome. All right. Let's see. Let's look at the weather first. Right now it's 42 degrees in the ATL, looking at a high today of only 45. Okay, low tonight 28. Tomorrow sunshine 43. Wednesday sunshine 46. Thursday sunshine 56. Don't look like we're gonna make it to 60 degrees this week, guys, until the end of the week. When it rains on Friday, it's going to be 61. Rain on Saturday, it's going to be 63. And then sunshine on Sunday and Monday of next week. Again, bundle up, guys. Please bundle up, and so that you don't get sick. This is the turning point in the weather. And this when most people get sick and have to miss a little work or something like that, and that's something that I do not want, right? I don't want you guys to miss any work, so bundle up, feel good, okay, and do your thing, right? All right, so thanks, guys, and let's see. Today's word of the day is quirk, not twerk, but quirk, right? Today's word of the day is quirk. Let's see, I just had it right there. Quirk is spelled Q-U-I-R-K, quirk. It's a verb, and it means curve or twist. That's the meaning of quirk, curve or twist, all right? So you can grab that and use it however you want, and we'll go from there. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you. Concerns, give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. So again, guys, have a good show for you this morning. So sit back, kind of relax and enjoy yourself. And if you like to call in and give your opinion or comment on today's episode, please call 516-531-9483. And then you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air. All right? And I see there are more people joining the show, and thank you guys for tuning in. Now, today's episode is entitled, Can Men Handle It When the Women They're Dating Date Other Men? Okay? Let me repeat that now. Can men handle it when the women they are dating date other men? Question for you guys. I know the answer, all right? And the answer is simply no. Men can't handle when they're dating a woman and then they find out that she's dating another guy. Well, there's no restrictions on her, right? There are no restrictions on men. And it's the same, it's the same on the opposite side. Women can't handle it when the men they're dating, when they find out that the men they're dating are dating other women. But with the men, it's just a problem with us. When we find out and then we start to think about her being involved with someone else, and it's hard for us to handle. But at the same time, you know, single men are out there and they have 3, 4, 5 women in their stable at all times. What I mean by in their stable is someone that they can call on and take her out on a date or take her to the movies or grab something to eat or even they got a few in there that they can even just call up at 2 a.m. and after we've been drinking and say, hey, I'm coming over for a little while or I'm coming over to spend the night. Or, you know, because men have to have that one in their stable that they can call anytime and go see and, you know, jump into bed with or whatever at any time. They have one of those, right? Then they have another one on the opposite side of the spectrum where she's like his number one girl. She's like his number one girl. He'll take her to family function. He'll take her out to the movies. He'll take her to a concert or a play or take her dinner, whatever. He doesn't mind being seen out there with her. She's his number one. She's the main girl. Okay? And then he got 2, 3, 4, and 5 that, you know, are used for other things. And don't get me wrong now, because I know I'm going to get 100 emails about this. But don't get me wrong. This is my opinion. I'm just saying that, you know, women that find out about this, especially those number ones, when they find out that he's, you know, messing around with someone else or seeing out with someone else or whatever, then they're going to be gone. Okay? But the ones that are going to stick around are that number 5 and 4 and stuff like that that you can call up anytime and go see her. The only problem with that is she's out there doing the same thing with other men. Women got the same thing going on that men have going on. Women have 3 or 4 men in their stable at all times, if they're single. Okay, some of them who aren't single have 3 or 4 in their stable at all times. But usually men have 3 or 4 or 5 women in their stable at all times. Now, I don't see how you can juggle all these 3 or 4 women at one time, but, you know, I can see 1 or 2. You're having that number one in there who you dating and take out and take to see family and all this kind of stuff. Then you got that number 5 in there that you can call up anytime, go see her, and have your way with her. That's what she likes. That's what she likes. And so you've got a couple of those in your stable. Those in betweeners, I don't know. You can give or take those. You don't care whether they get out of the fence and run. You know, you don't care what happened to them. But you do have to have, you know, one that you can definitely grab a hold of and, you know, take her out to dinner. Take her out to eat. You know, do whatever with her. And she's your number one. These other women in between, if they find out, they have to understand that they're, you know, you're not number one. You are some of the chicks on the side, so to speak. But a lot of these side women, and believe me, I'm not saying this to slap anyone in the face or anything like that. I'm saying this is that it's a true fact that you are the side woman. You're the side piece. And side pieces don't get the preferential treatment that the number one chick does. Okay? Yeah, I may take you out to dinner every now and then and do this and do that, but I'm not going to take you to see mama. I'm not going to take you around the family. Why don't you ever take me around your family? Why don't you ever invite me to some of these cookouts y'all be having, this, that? Because you're not his number one chick. Okay? You're just not. And, you know, long time ago, you know, my mom, rest her soul, she told me, she said, stop with all these different little girls. Stop it. She doesn't want to see different girls. She wanted me to grab a hold of one, stay with her, get some kind of stability in your life. And then you could bring her around and figure that part out. So that's what I did. I started, you know, looking for someone that I really was interested in and that I could bring around the family. And that was it. Right? Of course, unless something happened between you, you know, then you have to, move your chess pieces around again, so to speak, to start to, you know, to find another one to date and bring around your family. But, you know, my mom was saying, hey, stop it with all these different little girls. Okay? Find you one that you really want to spend your time with, and then you could bring her around. So what I'm saying, as far as this goes, we men cannot handle it when the women that we are dating start to date other men. They're open to date other men just like you're open to date other women. But when we find out that you're seeing someone else, oh my goodness. Especially if it's your number one chick. You find out that she's dating someone else. Wow. We just can't handle it, thinking that, you know, the thought of my girl being with someone else. Okay? And a lot of times, you know, they're being exclusive to you until they find out that you're not being exclusive to them. That's when they start to go out and look for other men to date. Now, you may not be her number one. Okay? She may be your number one, but you may not be her number one. She's got someone on the side that she's taking around family and doing this and doing that with, but you're a good guy too. She's doing stuff with you as well. But you're not her number one. But when we find out that we're not the number one guy, or we find out that she's dating someone else, we lose our minds. We may even start to snoop around, starting to spy a little bit, trying to find out what's really going on. But I don't know what to tell you guys to make that stop happening. I don't know what to tell you. So all I can say is just, hey, do your thing. And if you figure out that this girl is really the one for you, man, start to be a bulldog. Stick your paws in the ground and start to work your way into her where, hey, she ain't gonna want to be with another man. But these other chicks that you got in your stable, you know, you're gonna have to get those numbers out of your phone. You're gonna have to get those women out of your mind. And if that happens, and you start to dating her exclusively, and y'all get some kind of agreement that y'all gonna be dating exclusively, then these other ones gonna have to sit to the side, right? You say, Frank, what you sound crazy, man. I'm not gonna give up my girl, man. Lucy, I could call Lucy at 4 a.m. and go over there and do my thing and hit the road. And I don't have to worry about Lucy calling me or nothing. Lucy ain't going to call. Lucy's only way for me to call her. You got those out there, guys. And I know a lot of guys have those type of girls. Okay? But if you got that number one girl that you really stuck on, man, these other girls are gonna have to—they're gonna have to kick rocks and keep going. So if you don't have these others on the side in your stable, then there's more time, more room for your number one girl. And then if you're giving them more time and you're giving her more time, then she doesn't have the time to date other guys. Now you can't stop. You can't stop a woman from dating someone else. You can't stop a woman from being with other guys. You can't. If that's what she want to do, that's what she gonna want. That's what she gonna do. Same thing with men, women, ladies out there listening to the show. You can't stop a man if that's what he wants to do. You can't stop. You find out about it and you say, "Hey, I'm leaving you. Hey, we ain't coming back." Some men be like, okay, I'm good with that. But, you know, and if your woman wants to go out there and see other men, no matter what your relationship is, whether you're married, single, whether you're dating, engaged, whatever, if she going to see another man, she going to see another man. Yeah, can't stop it. You can't be with them 24/7. They can't be with you 24/7. So if they want to do that, they're going to do it. You'll just have to find out about it sometime down the road and deal with that situation at that time. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, I have a few more minutes left in the show. And what I want to do before I get off the air is, and because I got a large audience today, I just wanted to let you guys know that, you know, I got a lot of different things going on right now. I got a couple of irons in the fire that I didn't have before. But I just want you guys, I just want to let you guys know that I am dedicated to you guys. I am dedicated to being on the show and bringing you guys some good topics and good information. Oh, and yesterday I did for the first time I did a pork butt I did a pork butt and I put it on the rotisserie. You know, I got electric rotisserie and I did a pork butt. I had never done a pork butt before. And you know, I found the recipe for it. I did the rub and all on it and, you know, put it back in the refrigerator for a while, let it sit. And then I put it on the rotisserie. And then, you know, almost it's a little bit more than halfway through the cooking time, I started to spray that thing with apple juice mixed with a little vinegar. And this butt, you know, that's what the butts are what they use to make chopped pork and, you know, or pulled pork, what they call it, pulled pork sandwiches and stuff like that. So, you know, after it was all said and done, I had been spraying it with that apple juice and vinegar mix the last 30, 45 minutes of cooking time. Man, you're talking about tender. You're talking about, you know, maybe the best chopped pork that I've eaten in a long, long time. And I did it myself from scratch. It came out great. And the reason I was saying that to you guys is that I'm going to start doing something as well with not having a cooking show once a week, but I'm going to give you guys a recipe and tell you how to work it once a week. Okay. Once a week, I'm going to dedicate a show to a recipe and how to cook it. Now, these recipes that I recommend to you guys, I've done already. It isn't something that I'm just going to pull off the internet and tell you guys to go do it. It's something that I've done already that turned out well. Now, I've done some stuff that didn't turn out well, so I'm not going to do that to you guys. But I'm going to start grabbing a recipe that I've done that turned out well and give it to you guys. And hopefully, I'm going to ask you guys to do this as well, is send me, you know, a recipe or something that you've done that you really like that I can put out there for the audience to try. And, you know, that's how we get better. That's how we get better at cooking and all this stuff. I went to a friend of my house on Saturday, and, you know, he sits around and waits for his wife to either cook or bring him something home to eat because he doesn't know how to cook. He doesn't want to learn how to cook. And he'll sit there and eat fingernails for, you know, for a day before he'll, you know, do something about eating. And I'm like, man, you need to learn how to cook. You know how to learn how to cook something. And, God forbid, but my mom taught me a little bit about cooking before I got out there and got married and moved out of the house. So I had a little something going on when I moved out of the house. And now it's, things that I do is straight off line. If I find something that I want to cook or whatever, then I'll find a recipe online and see if I got the ingredients here at the house to make it happen, and that's what I get into. And I have fun just being outside and cooking, frying, or rotisserieing, whatever I'm doing. I have fun at it. Okay? So that being said, I'm not gonna do that tomorrow. But it may be one day this week when I put a recipe on the show and talk about it, and you guys can grab a hold of it. And if you want the recipe, just if you have my personal phone or whatever, just send me a text, or you guys who are online, just click on contact me and send me an email through the site, and I can get you the recipe and all the information. Okay, again, thanks guys for tuning in. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. See ya. Come on. In the nighttime, trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No, she got a finger on your foot and make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey, hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Get that trap sound. Trap. Designer, clothes, go. Fashion, show. Trap, how? Made it, go. Control the bag now. Control. No need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down. Man. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, yeah, that skillet, watch me flip it like a fire guy. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a jet, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my lip. I don't regret, yeah, I'm fitting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball, let me breathe. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball. Me. Democracy, you wanna copy me? Watch. Life Monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool, whip up the soda, diamonds off the Rolls. Watching me whip up, still keep real and fame. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, curry chicken, call it stir fry. Take off from the bird, keep or let the bird fly. Why I started to take my prize, you a dead guy. Of course, I gotta keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, fresh and I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Single roll, post move, or the pick and roll.